I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy sh**, this is huge. Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
So I'll be very clear here. One story is a bit of a downer. One story is kind of funny. Where do you guys want to start?
Downer first.
All right.
You okay with that, Ben?
Yes.
Samantha Josephson was a University of South Carolina student. She was 21 years old. She was leaving a bar the other night in Columbia. There's security footage showing her on the app, Uber, and then waiting to get into a car. She gets in a car and then turns up missing. Her body was found Friday morning dead. But that shows that she got in a car that she thought was her Uber. She just gets in and her body was found 60 miles away.
So this is this reminds me of the story that I brought up a couple weeks ago that I wasn't sure if it was urban legend or if it was authentic. But the story was that human trafficking rings were trying to scoop unsuspecting victims in this way. Mm-hmm. Like young women, they would pull up in cars that might look like Uber cars. And just pull up in areas where there's a lot of people ordering Ubers. And if someone jumped in your car, well, they had the childproof locks in the back and they would just take off.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the story that this happened to a woman and that she ultimately was able to get out of the car, yada, yada. And I was trying to figure out if this was real or not. I don't know. This one is absolutely real and tragic and just horrific and was caught on tape. In terms of, you can see this young woman waiting for her Uber, and then you can see video of her getting in this car. Now, to avoid this, all you have to do is be very careful and make sure you confirm the license plate and the vehicle type of the car that comes and picks you up. And then open the door and lean in and say, who are you here to pick up? And then find out if they can answer and say your name. Because most people just see an Uber and jump in. And we've had this happen to us when we've been out and about traveling and we order Ubers and other people just jump in our Uber.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, and a lot of times when you're taking these Ubers or Lyfts or whatever, you're kind of intoxicated and you're not really at your most alert.
Dude, I got in the wrong Uber in San Francisco. It just so happened. It was the Uber coming up, it says it's going to be a silver Prius. So I'm looking for a silver Prius. And the silver Prius pulls up. And I opened the back door, and the picture on the Uber looked like some hippie dude with white dude with crazy long hair and a crazy long beard. And I look, and it appears to be someone from the Middle East. And I was like, your picture looks different. He goes, Mike? And then two guys walk up and go, hey, you're getting in our Uber.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I'm so sorry. It said Silver Prius. I didn't look at the license plate.
Yeah.
Obviously, this was a legit Uber thing, so I wasn't in danger.
Right.
But the whole point being, oh, I'm here. My Uber's here. Let me get in this car.
That's how I always spot my Uber, is based on the license plate.
Use the license plate. The first
Every
three
time.
Letters.
Yep.
VKN, you know, whatever it is. Because it's fail-proof right there. I know, like, the thing is, she's a young college student who was, you know, probably, she was leaving a bar. It was 2 a.m. in the morning. They said that the child safety locks were, the blood in the car matched her, and then the child safety locks were engaged as well. So basically, she had no chance. I think another lesson. It's weird when we talk about this.
They've caught the guy, right?
Yeah, his name's Nathaniel Rowland. He's 24. And I guess that's the first thing is, hey, you're the problem, the guy who murdered. Because I think, like, this happens, and now there's all these messages, and I think it's, like, you'd help. But, like, she made a mistake that anyone could have made.
Yeah.
You know? But like, it helps if you travel with someone, especially if you're a girl.
Yeah, I can't help as being a father of a female, and I know, Skin, you feel the same. You know, your sweet daughter is 13, mm-hmm. right?
About to be 14.
About to be 14, and mine is 8. And it's like, I look at everything through a different lens as the father of a little girl. because that's the first I hear a story like this, that's the first thing I think about. I'm like, God, I would be so paranoid to have her out there riding in Ubers and Lyfts and things like this at this age, because one simple mistake like that, they're just so incredibly vulnerable.
I'm 3 to 4 years away from my daughter wanting to go on trips with her friends. Like, you and I started going to Padre and stuff when we were juniors in high school. Some people didn't make their kids wait longer. But when your kid goes off to college, my daughter is going to go off to college and she is going to be 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
14. She's 17?
No, she'll have just you're right. I'm sorry. She will have just turned 18. I'm sorry. She won't turn 19 till after.
Oh, she's late.
But still, 18 is very young. And so she's going to want to, if she goes off to college sometime in the fall, she's going to want to go on a trip. I mean, it's like inevitably they all do. A lot of them go on senior trips. And there's so many stories of, hey, we want to go to Mexico. I'm like, oh my God. There's a lot of like adults that are going to Mexico and not making it back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right around the corner having to engage with that.
Right. It's horrifying. And not only the danger and how vulnerable they are in situations that where their intent is good and they're trying to make good decisions, but then how about the terrible decisions that they'll be making?
Yeah.
Because that's what young people do is make terrible decisions. We know from the terrible decisions that we made.
And they know everything. I can't tell you how much smarter my daughter thinks she is than me and my wife.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's shocking. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you're listening to what I'm saying. Let me just break it down for you. Let me just work with me here. I'm almost half 100. Just give me a little leeway here.
You are old.
So old. So your life experiences are this. I'm telling you about this. And she's just not listening.
Oh, no.
They know it all.
I remember I thought my parents knew nothing, too. I would butt heads with my dad all the time. I was like, what do you know? You've never done the stuff I'm doing.
I'm doing important stuff.
I've learned more than your stuff's old. I'm like in this new world and I know it all.
Right.
And then there becomes a point where life humbles you to your core and you're selling shoes at the mall and living in a van down by the river. And you're like, oh my God, my dad and mom, they knew everything. They were right about every single thing. Oh my God, I've been humbled by life. I've been kicked in the coconuts. Please give me that advice again. How do I live in the world? Tell me all that stuff again, please.
You can't tell your kids that because they think it's part of a parental conspiracy.
Yeah.
For you to convey that. Yeah. Ah, that's misinformation.
Yeah.
Well, that's a tough story. Let's move on to a little brighter story, though, guys. Tinder on Friday released a new height verification feature. Oh. Okay.
Sure did.
That subscribers would have, or subscriber people who are on Tinder would have to have. Now, basically, they wrote a little blog post, and it's gives you some step-by-step instructions. They, in fact, actually made a 40-second video that got 3.6 million views on Twitter as of today.
How many? 3.6?
3.6 million views on Twitter as of today, and it's a clip giving you step-by-step information on how to verify your height. So, basically, you will take a picture of yourself by a commercial building, okay? And you can make sure, hey, this guy's not 5'10". He's 5'6". He's clearly lying. They have a way that they could figure that out. And then...
So you have to go to a commercial building to do all this?
And then...
Let's go to a residential building?
Later in the day, they released this. The CMO of Tinder. Tinder has always been about bringing people together. To celebrate April Fool's Day, we wanted to raise awareness that only 14.5% of the U.S. male population is over 6 feet tall, despite the many Tinder bios claiming otherwise.
Wait, what percentage?
14.5%.
Only 14.5% of the male population in the U.S. is over 6 feet?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of shorties out there. I mean, I'm 5'10", so I'm...
Dog, you're barely 5'7".
How tall are you, Shippy?
Like right at 6 foot.
The hell you are.
You're 5'11", bro.
Let's get you to a commercial building and get to the bottom of this immediately.
Let's find one.
Hey, Ben, I'd like to congratulate you as a fellow friend that is in the 14.5%.
No doubt. You are about 6'5". I think I'm about 6'6".
This is that whole thing of congratulating guys.
I thought y'all were 7 foot.
It's the whole thing of like congratulating someone on something they can't control.
What are you talking about?
Like, this is what you are. Dude, you were born with it.
I controlled it.
I worked hard for these inches.
It's like, hey, that guy's got a huge dong. Way to go. Yeah, like, he didn't have anything to do with it. He was born, and there it was. Like, he didn't do anything at all.
Worked it out.
To have a huge one.
Yep.
Didn't do anything.
It's great to be tall. You know what I...
It's fantastic.
Here's what 95% of listeners say when we're at an event or whatever and we meet them. Wow, you're taller than I thought you were.
Yeah.
Like 95% of them, that's the first thing out of their mouth.
Yeah.
They all think because I got a thin voice and because I'm always standing next to an NBA player when they see me, they think I'm 5'6".
At 6'9", you certainly can't hide in the ring or on the football field.
I can remember thinking that Steve Nash was going to be small when I'd see him in person, too, because he looked so small, but he was 6'3", 6'4", right?
Bigger than me, 6'3".
Dang.
My favorite thing is the folks who are on that edge of being 6 feet that are 5'11". And I'm like, why would you ever go to the Department of Public Safety when you get your, or whatever, what is it? Is that what it is, DPS?
Yeah.
To get your driver's license and ask you how tall you are. Why not? Why not ask for 6 feet? If you're on that edge and you're 5'11", go ahead.
It's because the guys asked for 5'11 or 5'7". Dude, I didn't tell you guys. I got the dreaded letter this weekend.
Oh, crap.
What?
I got to go in. No, I mean, I'd already got that.
Yeah.
I got to go in and get my driver's license renewed in person.
Oh.
The time has come.
You need to get a video of that on 105.3thefan.com.
I don't think there's enough bandwidth for the four-hour line to get it on video.
Maybe this Tinder thing will solve the Kyler situation.
It's an April Fool's joke.
Oh.
Well, it's a joke.
No,
it's a bad joke.
I'm not joking. I'm telling you guys I got to go to the DPS.
God.
That's a bad joke.
Probably have to use a vacation day to do it.
I've told this before, but me and a buddy that Skin and I grew up with, his nickname was Meat. And we had this bet going to see who can get the tallest height put on their driver's license. Now, we're both about the same height.
I've got Meat on hold.
About 6'3 and a half. And our goal was to see who could get the tallest height. And whoever got the tallest height won. And so eventually I got mine to 6'7". He got his to 6'6". And so if you went in and like he went in to try to get 6'8". And think about that. And he said he was telling this old lady, you know, you got to figure out which booth to go to or whatever. And he chose one. He thought she might go for it. And he was like, she said, has there been any changes? And he's like in his 30s. And he's like, yeah, I've actually grown a little bit. I'm 6'8". And she goes, Corporal, could you come over here with a tape measure? She calls like a highway patrol officer or something over to measure him. He's like, you're 6'3". And so he got knocked back down. It's like playing 21 in the driveway.
You should have to go back to the end of the line if you fail.
So I hear
can't drive anymore.
So I was sitting on, and as I got older, I realized how irresponsible that was. So I had a driver's license that said I was 6'7".
That's awesome.
So what am I supposed to say if I really get pulled over or need to use it as an ID? And so then I had to go in and start. I go, hey, yeah, I don't know. There was a misprint on this. I'm 6'3 or 6'4 or whatever. I had to get him to knock it down.
You did get it knocked down?
I got it knocked down.
You shouldn't be allowed to drive. That's terrible.
It felt terrible.
He renewed it online. He just did it online.
Well, I'm going to go in and I'll make a four-hour Facebook Live video.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.